Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor and for your painstaking efforts to work towards consensus. We still place a lot of faith in this process. I have another confession to make after the March debate. I'm getting more and more confused as we have this debate. Maybe I'm because a non-native speaker, but I hear a lot of comments conflating the concept of lethality with IHL requirements, and I think this should be avoided. The way my delegation understands the concept of lethal is something that causes death or serious injury amounting to death. So that is the basic concept of lethality that my delegation has. And in terms of footnote one, so this is quite problematic for us. We cannot come to a conclusion to whether we can agree to this formulation of the concept of lethality. And I think we heard from the floor this morning, but we would all once again ask the chair where this formulation of the definition of lethal is taken from. And I also agree with France and others that we should avoid trying to define lethality here altogether. So one of the options that we thought useful was the US formulation of adding as part of an attack implying that this is a lethal action. Or I have something to maybe propose to the floor for consideration. So we avoid the concept of lethal and tautology mentioned by the Russian Federation. No, in other words, saying weapon system is weapon system. So my proposal for food for thought might be that. So I would read. So the chapeau will have to be expanded a little bit. So it would read, for the purposes of the work of the GG on lethal autonomous weapon systems. So we keep the lethal there. But follow the sentence by saying, so for the purposes of the work of the GG on laws, autonomy in weapon systems can be characterized by capability to identify, select, and engage targets without further human intervention. Or we also think the Australian suggestion of using users is a very smart way forward, but we are open to further debates on this term. And also Russian delegation's request to, or the proposal to delete after activation. My delegation is inclined to consider this very flexibly because we would assume that if a weapon system selects and engages targets, that it has already been activated. So we will be able to consider that. And while I have the floor, I also have comments on the debate surrounding footnote two on the exclusions, elements on exclusions. This, again, I don't have any bright solutions, but this I would propose this sentence as a conceptual consideration that the delegations can make. So we would probably add this after the first sentence or insert it between the first and the second sentence in the proposed rolling text. So that sentence would read, the weapon systems in consideration does not apply to automated or automatic weapon systems or those weapon systems regulated by existing international instruments to which states are parties. So this would help avoid weapon system that's already regulated by existing treaties or like closing protection system that is already being employed that is not autonomous but rather automated systems. So those are the confusions and thoughts my delegation has at this point. Thank you very much.